they sold it for $900 million in cash. They don't really mention much about the company other than it was doing over $100 million in revenue. But what they don't mention is the guy who started it, he bootstrapped it, raised no outside money, and owned 100% of it. All the way through the sale, owned 100% of it.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion.
So let me tell you this quick story. This was not a big headline. I bet you didn't even see it. So my friend, I was in college at the time. He's older than me, so he was not in college. He was probably in his 30s when I was 21. He started this company called Linode. Did you see yesterday a company called Linode was acquired for $900 million in cash?
Yeah, who bought it? It was...
Is it called Akamai?
Akamai, yeah.
Akamai. And so they bought it for everything I'm going to say is relatively public. Or you could piece it together in a bunch of different articles. But basically, they sold it for $900 million in cash. They don't really mention much about the company other than it was doing over $100 million in revenue. But what they don't mention is the guy who started it, he bootstrapped it, raised no outside money, and owned 100% of it. So his name is Chris. I knew him when I was in college. We're not bad.
All the way through the sale?
All the way through the sale. Owned 100% of it. The company, all right, let me give you a little bit of background. I think when they sold, they had like 300-ish employees, but throughout their existence, they had a relatively small staff. Like they were doing like multiple millions of dollars in revenue per employee. And it wasn't run like a family business, but almost kind of like a family business based out of New Jersey. So basically this guy...
And what does it do? What is Linode?
So I'm not in this space, so excuse me, but basically it's basically like the generic term is this, it's cloud computing. So basically before Amazon Web Services was around, Linode was there. And I think some of their customers are like Walmart. So they help host, you know, applications and websites is the non-techie version that I would say. But what are you looking at the website? What's it say?
I'm looking at the website. It basically says, you know, cut your cloud bill in half. It's basically like deploy Linux servers in the cloud is the idea. I think we used this, by the way, at my previous startup. I remember seeing a bill for Linode.
Probably. They're pretty popular, but because they were bootstrapped, they couldn't quite keep up with like, what's the other competitor? I think DigitalOcean, which is like publicly traded now for multi-billions. Yeah. But basically in the early 2000s, like 2005 or 2006, Chris worked at this company called HealthStream, which was, it's not important. It was just a boring company. And he worked in like with computers, with tech, and he grew up with an Apple and loved tinkering with computers. But what he noticed was that hosting was really expensive. So he basically locked himself in his apartment from like 2002 to 2003 and like had a year's worth of savings and like locked himself in this apartment to code and build this website. And he's like, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And so he launches it, and right away it does good enough to pay his salary, like single digit hundreds of thousands of dollars by year two. Because this was in early 2000s. I don't even think Amazon Web Services was around at this point. And if it was, it was like brand new. And in fact, this whole idea of cloud computing was brand new. At HealthStream, Chris was like, look, we've got to like spend all this money to buy servers. What if we just like bought a bunch of servers and rented it out to people? And that was like the idea, because it's really hard for a small business who doesn't want to create a bunch of servers in their office to like actually host a website, host applications, right, things like that. So that's where the idea came from. And so it grew like a little bit year over year. It wasn't growing like crazy for a long time, but it was doing okay. Chris kind of was always obsessed with automation. So he did a really good job of automating a lot of the parts of the company. And so they could hire a relatively small staff, you know, like only like 10 or 15 people for the first handful of years, even when it was getting close to making over $10 million a year, still really small. And basically the way it worked was, I don't think he ever took out a loan. It was 100% self-financing. And so it would make a lot of money. Like these businesses can make on $10 million in revenue, can make $4 million in profit. But in order to get to like $30 million in revenue, you've got to go open up a warehouse or rent a warehouse and buy a bunch of servers. And there was times where like my friends who worked there along with Chris were literally like tinkering and assembling the servers. And they did this for years and years and years, and it grew nicely. And they did a really good job of like automating their customer service. Even for a long time, Chris was answering the customer service. It grew really quietly. He's not on Twitter. If you Google him, you might find two pictures. There's basically nothing out there about him. he's based out of Philly, and he bought a bank, like a physically a bank that was the home. It was a bank turned house. It was the house from the Real World Philly. He bought it, and they did an article about him, how he was restoring this bank, and Linode, it was Linode's new office. But he was taking a little bit of money off the table, enough to buy a $10 million bank, but owned the whole thing. And just yesterday, it was announced that it was sold for $900 million in cash.
How do you know this guy? You said you knew him in college. He was at your college, or you just met him while you were in college?
So when I was in college, I used to work for that show I told you, American Pickers, and a guy came in and he was like, I start internet companies. And I was like, oh, really? I like entrepreneurship. That's cool. Will you like just let me hang out with you? And he let me hang out with them. And this guy, his name was Casey. He became he was in my wedding. I became friends with him for years and years. He was probably 35 when I was 21, or probably 10 years older than me. And Casey helped Chris get Linode off the ground and was the COO for a decade or so.
Gotcha. Wow. Okay.
And Chris, now at this point, he's got this like huge collection of BMW motorcycles. So for motorcycle fans, there's like motorcycle fans is like a subcategory of like car enthusiasts, and BMW vintage motorcycle fans is a subcategory of that. And Chris owns, I think, one vintage BMW motorcycle from every single year ever produced. And so we are all motorcycle nerds, and we would geek out over that stuff, and we would ride motorcycles together.
Dude, I need a white guy, rich guy hobby. This is what's holding me back. I realize I need to start fucking buying motorcycles from, you know, the 19, anything like 30 years ago. And then I need to care about it, and I need to learn how to restore it and like polish it or whatever. I need to become Tim Allen from Home Improvement and have this like thing in my garage I'm always working on. So I can just, when I meet these guys, I got to have something to say. You got that. You have that something to say. I'm like, what am I going to say? Like, you know, hey, what's up, bro? You like the NBA? And it's like, yeah, me and 100 million other people. There's nothing to get excited about.
So Rolexes or rare watches is one of those. If you had to spend $30,000 on a stupid watch.
It's just so hard
to
care about these things, dude. Why do I can't care about it. I see it. I just feel nothing. I'm dead inside.
Yeah, it sucks, man. You got to get passionate about something outside of your house. Yeah, like you fucking dork. Like
I literally don't leave my house, dude. My the chef was like, hey, we need more gas for the grill. And I was like, oh, grills need gas. And I was like, I never grilled. And so I was like, okay, where do I get that? And she's like, you know, just like next time you're at a gas station. I was like, I don't really go to run errands. She's like, next time you're out running errands, just grab one. I'm like, I don't really go run errands. And so like, she's like been asking me for 2 months. Just, I finally got it. And I was like, so proud of myself. And she's like, so did you forget every time? I was like, no. I just don't really go out of my house unless it's like for very specific things. Like I'm taking my daughter to the playground. I'm going, you know, to a restaurant and back home.
You need to live a little, my sister's house. Last night, I went to Home Depot just to walk around and look. Like, like in the evening, I was like, I've been at home all day. I'm going to go walk around Home Depot and see if like, let's check out. Like,
how many Home Depot workers do you know by first name?
More or less than three. Dude, what you can do if you go to Home Depot, if you see a guy wearing Carhartt and paint on their pants, you don't even have to ask a worker. You could just ask that guy who's there shopping. That's yeah, why Home Depot's right.
He'll take an hour to help you.
Yeah. It's like, hey, do you know where the wood screws are? Yeah, I got you, bro. Like,
dude,
you
wouldn't even know what to ask. I would just be like, hey, do you know where Home Improvement goods are? <They're> like, <"What?"
laughs> Yeah, man, you need to get a hobby. Like, see, I bet
Ben has one. Ben, do you have, Ben has one because he's like a history buff. Another white, rich white guy hobby to have is like, you know, studying, you know, great men through history. Ben, do you have any other, you know, very rapport building things?
I don't know that I do, but I don't know if you guys have seen this, but Mark Andreessen has been going nuts of like reading history books and then tweeting about history. So yeah. Like, I feel like that could be my end with some of that crowd. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if I was with Mark Andreessen and I could not talk about tech, we would be on a silent retreat. It would be a silent meditation.
Ben, by the way, you got to keep your camera on because when I see you laugh, I know we're on to something. Anyway, yeah, you need to get a hobby. Rolex is a good one. A lot of people like that. If I see someone with a certain Rolex, I talk to them about it. Cars is good, but I have a feeling you don't even know how to drive. So I would stay away from that.
I learned how to drive at age 19. Yeah. So, 'cause I just wasn't interested.
Yeah. Yeah, how your wife ever music, dated you shocks me.
I don't listen to music. I only listen to sports radio my whole life. So if somebody's like, what songs do you like? I'm just like, oh, you know, I'm cool with whatever. And they're like, oh, you're a fucking weirdo, huh?
Oh my God, that's great. Yeah, you need to get a hobby, dude. But this is the story of Linode. Kind of a cool story, right? You never really talked about it.
No, that's awesome. All right, this episode is brought to you by Mercury. They are the finance platform of choice for over 200,000 companies. Shouldn't be surprised because I use it myself for not one, not two, but I have 8 different Mercury accounts. I have 7 for different companies that I'm a part of, and then I have my own personal account because now they have personal banking, which is a really cool feature. I highly, highly recommend it. Like I said, I use it myself. And the reason why is because the way that Mercury works is beautiful. It's very intuitive. And you could tell that it's actually made by a startup founder. It's an entrepreneur. You could tell it's made by somebody who used other banking products in the past and didn't like all the different rough edges and annoyances and decided to, you know, actually fix it himself. And really, any type of entrepreneur you are, let's say you're an agency, well, one of the things every agency has to do is be able to send invoices, easily create them, send them to customers, and stay current on your balances with all your customers. Well, you can do that inside Mercury. And so I think that Mercury is great. Highly recommend you check it out. And thank you for sponsoring the show. For more information, check out mercury.com. Mercury is a financial technology company, not a bank. Check show notes for details.